Blog Talk Radio.
Attack someone, but you do have the right to defend yourself by any means necessary if you're in that position to defend yourself.
Hey, Black Power, this is your host, Brother Drew S., calling off that Black Nation Task Force Radio. To the creative male and female, to the creator who created the heavens and the earth, we pray for your wisdom, your guidance, and your protection. And to our creator, we always ask you to punish all our enemies, Black Power. All right, y'all, tonight we're just going to be doing going over some hot topics that's in the news. Some might have heard of some of the things that's we're going to talk about. They ain't going to be on long. As you know, every week we do this 30-minute broadcast on the Black Nation Task Force just to keep in touch with what's happening. Also, we missed doing our Southern Region show last week, so I want to get lazy, so better get back out there and get back on the earth. Sometimes you can get lazy. But tonight we're just going to do some hot news topics, things we think you should know, you might not be aware about, like Friday on October the 12th. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but up in Denver, Colorado, the Obama campaign office was shot up, one of his campaign office was shot up by somebody Friday evening. So that's some hot news. You know, we live in a world where we're supposed to pay a lot of dues. You got the right to vote for who you want to vote for. Don't vote if you don't want to. But there are certain people still using, I guess, Jim Crow tactics and KKK tactics, scare tactics, Willie Lynch, whatever you want to call it. It still exists in this country. So, you know, we're just going to go over some of these topics and just point that out. Also, y'all know tomorrow, I believe, is the Tuesday debate. So for those who are into the politics, I guess this news is for you. Tomorrow, I believe, is the the presidential debate is what they call it. So you can catch that on your local news channels and your local stations. Also, there's a meningitis outbreak going around the country. It's something we have to look into. Food safety, that's another concern. Both of those, food safety, vaccines, sure, ain't too much nothing safe anymore. That's one of the reasons why we say we have to do for ourselves and grow our own food, because, sure, you're getting all kind of recall. They recall spinach. They recall lettuce. They recall peanut butter. Now it's the peanuts. I mean, tell me what had been recalled so we can see this somewhere out there. Something that's just not right when it comes down to food these days. Vaccines neither, it's nothing safe. But everything, you have to eat at your own risk, take them vaccines at your own risk. That's all I can say on that. Also, we know this is some big news too. They're trying to put the chip, have everybody have some type of chip, which is a tracking device. Now that they make it a law, trying to pass a law in the legislature that chips be put into the ID cards of students. And that would be, I don't know, maybe acceptable if it wasn't a tracking device, but this thing track you when you ain't at school. So that's a whole nother story. And to make it work even better, they're going to put restrictions. If you don't take this chip, you can't use the library and you can't eat lunch. Sound like that's going to affect a lot of people. I'm not going to say of color, but of oppression. Ones who can't afford to bring their lunch, ones who can't afford to have a computer to study. But either way, they said you can't use the library, so I'm pretty sure they passed some reason why every student should be going in their library to get their lessons done, fill the grade. So this is where we had in this country. We done came in a country where everything is force and control. And so we just pointed it out, you know, everybody had the option, love it or leave it. And, you know, that's another thing. We're just reporting what's hot in the news right now. Jesse Jackson's son is hot in the news also, because he's been indicted for some money issues with the campaign. But he's been on a medical treatment for bipolar disorder for a while now. And it was reported that he had put his house up for sale to help cover the medical bills. So that's a hot topic right there. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of these politicians, they come out. Sometimes you have to pay the price when you get scared, caught in the cookie jar. You know, it's not all about taking. Sometimes you got to give. But that's all we're saying. We're not saying he took anything, but, hey, we know how it goes. You got to give more than you take. Let's play the song on that one.
When I was younger, my mother told me to never forget.
I'll never forget.
Where I came from and all the people I left behind.
Design.
To always hunger for more than freedom and to remember to give more than you take.
The best advice I ever got was to give more than you take. And charity is not redemption for your flaws and mistakes. I'm only awake in my dreams, the world is perfectly made. Reality kicks, this truth is never happily said. I got a call out by the droughts in all them African towns. Saw the images, the villages, the cattle around. Starving, never deserving of a world so cold. Can't turn my back on such a crisis while it all unfolds. Bold, react instead of watching. They're dying very often, burying many coffins. Governments, they be talking. We're raising dollars to bring water to the population. Zero discrimination, race, creed, or occupation. An open heart is all you need in this. Smile and dance to the beat of this. For this cause we are leaderless. Listen, ain't no defeating this. Together saving lives here, one at a time. And I keep rapping till I run out of rhymes. We gotta give
more than you take. Give more.
I shouldn't care because the drought is not affecting me. It is and I'm concerned, so please understand the complexity. Basic necessities first, the citizens first. I saw a mother ask God why she live in this curse. She had to abandon the child so the other can live. While our focus was the latest gear, Father forgive. I believe that we are better. I'm reciting this letter. The wonders of Mother Nature, yo, I wish that I met her. When people kill over water, half a million are homeless. Some survive and lose belief, the situation seem hopeless. But it ain't, we can make it. Take a stand, we can make it. Never doubt, we can make a change. We can make it, realize we are all one. Love is the key. Be the change from wherever you may happen to be. If not for where you're born, this is probably true. The starving child on television, it could probably be you. You gotta give
tulienda wrong na funzo bibile nasema tuishi kama bro. Seven deadly sins slowly is not to kill. Cheki greed inafanya hama song kwa kawa stingi dadabu wakiwa nidi basi future.
Alright y'all, we back with you. For the brothers and sisters getting online, we're talking about just the hot news topics. We'll recap the news topics before we end the show. Right now let's talk about we just talking about vaccines. Also, we have a case around here in Texas where the West Nile virus was out of control. I think it was across the nation. That was a very serious virus also. Still have some people, young people also, 16 years of age, suffering because of that virus. So be careful when you're out there. I guess where mosquitoes might lurk, because there's all kind of germs and viruses that hit the earth. So some of these things paralyze, you know, in West Nile, it also caused paralysis. So nerve attacks the nervous system. So be careful right when you're outdoors. Use the products, I guess, that you know, to help protect yourself. So we're just going over some hot topics, and like I said, we'll recap them when we finish with them. Another thing, we know that a lot of organizations out here that say they're here to protect. So, you know, we got to be aware of what's hot in the news. There's a lot of sexual tension out in the news, especially when it comes to pedophiles. It's just reported that the Boy Scout Association just reported that they've been knowing about cover-ups since the 1960s. So we got to be very careful with our children. What we do with our children, who we allow to come in contact with our children. We know all over Facebook we have missing children coming up every day. There's something going on. We just have to be vigilant. That Jerry Sandusky, he was sentenced about, I think, 32 years in prison for the Penn State scandal. Hey, that's like I said, got to be very careful when it comes to our children. Anybody have any comments, just press 1 on your phone. We'll get you right in. All right. So that's what we're doing. We're just going over the hot topics. But for the ones who hadn't heard, one of the biggest things I think happened this week was the shooting of Obama campaign office in Denver, Colorado, while people was in it. And that's a serious situation right there, and let you know that hate, racism still exists in this country. And, you know, I don't know if that means something that, you know, during the elections, I tell everybody just be careful and vigilant, because some people, you know, a lot of this police brutality started after Obama got elected. So a lot of racism, a lot of dragons, a lot of hangers. So everybody going to have to just use their own precaution and caution, you know, watch this election, because everybody's not the same. This world is not the same, and people not acting the same. So you have to use the utmost caution and teach that to your children also. That's what we're saying. We're not going to hold y'all all night. It's a work night for a lot of brothers and sisters. We just wanted to give them some news, and we'll just recap what we talked about. We talked about the Obama office shooting, campaign office shooting. We talked about Jesse Jackson's son is still charged right now with a crime, but they hadn't pursued him because he's on medical leave. Liz stealing up some campaign money to decorate his home. Then he turned around and put the home up for sale, then took it off the market. So there is some issues going on with him somewhere in there. You know, they said they're treating him for bipolar. We talked about the peanut butter recall, the Sunland peanut butter. Now I see they say his peanuts are going bad too. So we talked about just food in general being recalled left and right. While it's important, we need to grow our own. So that's what we talked about. That's just some of the things we talked about. We talked about the missing children and pedophiles and a lot of organizations we think just pro-children. A lot of them have a lot of cover-ups. So that's all we have to, we're saying. Watch your children and be safe. And build you a safe network of brothers and sisters with the same mindset. Start growing your food. Our goal should be to find some land where we can all, I guess, migrate to build and protect each other. All right, so we ain't going to keep y'all all night. Like we said, we close out with that. We're going to need some land, so we're going to try to find us some fun.
Nine, I agree to the name of the mighty king of the land. Led by the king of the Zion. Bring a iron, south of Zion, and responsibility to dreadlock. Yes.
California with Sunset Boulevard, Johannesburg would be Miami, Somalia like New York with the most pretty light, the toughest pretty car, every New Year the African Times Square lock off, imagine Lagos like Las Vegas, the ballers them a ball, Angola like Atlanta, a pure plane take off, Bush Gardens in a Mali, Chicago in a Chad, Magic Kingdom in a Egypt, Philadelphia in Sudan, the Congo like Colorado, Fort Knox in a Japan, people living in Morocco like the state of Oregon, Algeria, warmer than Arizona, bring your sun lotion, early morning class of yoga, on the beach in Senegal, Ethiopia, the capital, PD congregation, a place where I belong, a day the king come from.
I can see us all in limos, daddy was a limo,
riding on the king's highway.
Realistic princesses, heiresses, bunch of kings and queens. Plus, I picture fortunes for kids out in Port-au-Prince. Powerless, they not allowed to fit, but not about to slip. Vision promised land with fashion like Madison Ave, Manhattan, Saks Fifth Avenue, Rodeo. Relaxing, popping labels, promised lands, no fables. This where the truth's told. Use them two holes above your nose to see the proof, yo. Imagine a contraption that could take us backwards. The world was run by black men. Back to the future, anything can happen. If these are the last days and 100-foot waves come crashing down, I get some hash, some pounds, pass around some bud and watch the flood. Can't stop apocalypse, my synopsis is catastrophic. If satellites is causing earthquakes, will we survive it? Honestly, man, it's the sign of the times and the times at hand.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. Yeah. Talking about the promised land. Oh gosh, take me to the promised land.
Y'all for coming out and listening to the hot news topics that we had to report about. And we'll see y'all Thursday, 8 p.m. Central on the Southern Region NBPP. Black Power.